Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Get ready for the Alicia Doss Show, the place where you get positive and angelic information for inner and outer transformation. Here's Alicia.
Hello, and welcome to the Live Your Love Show. This is Alicia Doss. I hope this finds everyone well on our beautiful, just beginning of spring and the equinox, and just coming into the Easter season. Whatever season that you celebrate, may it find you well and in a place of peace. I know these are challenging times, and of course, that is also what helps us to grow. It's the grit that makes the oyster create the beautiful pearl. It helps us to shimmer and to glow and to be spiritual warriors. So we'll start our show today. This is an unusual show in that it is me by myself, which is, goodness, then it's been at least a year since I've done that. I always have these beautiful luminary guests. And today is a day of spontaneity, of love, and of service. I am delighted to say that we have our beloved producer, Linda, and founder, Linda, in the studio. Linda, can you say hi?
I can do that for sure.
Beautiful. You have the best voice.
Well, I hope so. I've been in radio for almost 30 years.
Yes, it's definitely an asset. Definitely the voice is an asset.
Right. And your voice is like the angel.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. So we're going to start the show. So again, it's not myself by myself. It's myself and Linda. And for those of you who don't know Linda, she is the founder of Healthy Life Radio, an author, I think a best-selling author, right?
Well, I have about, I think, 4 books out, and I'm going to be producing another book this coming year. And, yeah, I've been a lot of things. I was an engineer at the airlines for about 18 years and was the first datacom engineer in any airline in the world. And I've been spiritual. I've been psychic since I'm 8 years old, and I'm very God-based. I'm not from the planet Altair or the universe. And I've been a healer and, started this radio network and owned a vitamin company. So my life is like Girl Scout badges, you know? So.
I love that.
Yeah.
Girl, life is like Girl Scout badges. Yes, absolutely. At least yours is.
Yeah.
Lots of accomplishments and quite a wide range, which is beautiful. And I hope you'll share with us in a moment after we call in the light. And so we'll start the show. We'll start Live Your Love as we always do, which is by calling in the light, evoking and invoking the spirit. Of course, the spirit is always with us. So when we're calling in the light, we're really calling ourselves forward into the light, calling ourselves forward into that awareness that regardless of how it may seem, that truly we are in the midst of divine love. We are always held by spirit, by the angels, by every aspect of divine consciousness. And so let's just together take in a deep breath and just breathe love into your heart and all the love of the universe. And as you exhale, perhaps you let it out with a sigh, like, oh, and let go of anything less than love. And let's just take in another deep breath, and this time breathing in through your crown chakra, through the top of your head, like the most beautiful waterfall of light through your crown. Inhale that light, and as you exhale, just let go of anything less than light. As we open into the light of the Holy Spirit, keep breathing in love and light wherever you need that. If there's an ache or a pain, whether it be physical or emotional or mental, just see the light going all through that. Maybe it's an area in the world. Maybe it's the Palisades or Eaton or Ukraine. Just Just breathe in light into that area, maybe to a loved one. And as you exhale, that light just amplifies. And, beloved Lord, we ask that any negativity or karma imbalance of anything that is less than love, less than light, just be taken and transmuted. Should come into this moment together, joining heart to heart, feeling the hands in your hands, whether they be those of our fellow listeners, those listening to the archive, or simply the hands of the angels, or it might be the Christ or the Buddha, Jehovah, whomever you are aware is really the presence of love. Feel those hands in your hands. Know you are never, ever, ever alone. But we are all one. And as you breathe in, be aware of everyone else taking in a deep breath with you. And as you exhale, that love just connects each of us. And now connects us out in a beautiful daisy chain into our global community. Connecting our world, bringing peace, softening hearts, uplifting our eyes to the presence of God. We send a special blessing to those who are in need of it at this time. And I want to send a special blessing to my friend Sally Kirkland, which is how I ended up being on Healthy Life Radio. And I know she could use some light, and she's such a bright light herself. And so, whomever you know that needs light, I want you to just say their name out loud if you're by yourself, or if not, say their name in your heart. We're going to have a moment of silence while we place names into the light. Certainly could be your own situations into the light. Each of us as well, even as we place situations and names into the light, we also send light to all those names and situations being placed into this beautiful, created, shared fountain of light. So we'll take a moment of silence to do that now. Last few moments. Beautiful. And beloved Lord God, we just ask that all these people, situations, might be pets, might be places, all be placed into the light of the Holy Spirit. They be blessed and sanctified in every way for the highest good. May the blessings be so. May this conversation today be blessed. May we each be blessed. And so be it. Blessed be, and amen. Okay. And so, I wanted to ask you a question, Linda. Is that okay?
That's perfectly okay.
I would love, so you are a visionary. And I know that this is a time where we are so in need of everyone's vision. Of if we have that niggling dream, if we have that call to service, if we have that ambition, and yet something, some might call it ego or conditioning or doubt or well-meaning other people stomping us. How did you, because you started an internet radio station 30 years ago when people didn't even know what the heck the internet was really.
That's, yeah.
So how, walk us through that. Tell us how we can execute vision and bring it into fruition. Because it's one thing to dream, it's another thing to put roots under your dreams and give birth to them. Talk to us a little bit about that process.
Okay, I'll be glad to do that. Basically, what happens is that you have to actually, if you want to do something, you really have to understand that there's a couple of parts to it. You know, spiritually, if we're guided, that's great. But God wants you to show up and understand what you're doing, too. So you have to also do the legwork and find out the how, why, what, where, and when. You have to do, you know, look at your past experiences, because when you're doing your greatest work or some of your greatest work, it's a compilation of everything that you've learned in every area of your life. So, for example, for this station, for example, and I've done a lot of things, but say for this station. Well, I was a datacom engineer for the, working for the airlines for 18 years, and I redesigned the U.S. Senate and was very, very big in the, voice, video, data, you know, put in the first fiber network in Los Angeles, did all that stuff, right? So I had the datacom background. Then when my daughter was out of school, you know, she was into college, and out of college, then I said, okay, enough. I'm going to go ahead and do, instead of the left part of my brain, do the right part of my brain. So I started writing books and got into radio. So I had radio. And then the internet came along, and, well, first off, I was doing a lot of television at that time. I was doing ABC, NBC, Discovery Channel. I was being flown on documentaries all over the world, actually, in London and New Orleans and things like that. And everybody really liked working with me because at the time, they would be having these large cameras, right, and they'd be very heavy on your shoulders. And I was a healer, so, you know, when the poor cameramen were getting tired, I would just take my hand and take out the pain, and off we'd shoot again. Or if the cameras went down, because I'm a more electromagnetic energy, I could bring them up. And what happened was you have to, you know, be in spirit and trust. You know, you have to feel, know, and trust that what you're doing is correct. And then you have to make decisions. So the reason I'm telling you this story is because I was offered there was a huge TV show that was coming up on ghosts, you know, on interviewing people for a mediumship to do things. And they asked me if I wanted to do that show, and I said no, because what they wanted was untruth, and I don't do anything that is untrue. I just can't do it. And so I said, no, I would not do that. And so Mary from Sci-Fi said, okay, well, we love working with you, so just come up with an idea and we'll do the television show for you. I said, great, you know, because now I'm going to be a big star and da-da-da-da-da. And I got home and I'm sitting there and all of a sudden God comes in and he goes, Linda. And I said, what? And he says, he goes, I want you to start a radio station. I said, what? I said, you know, I'm just about to make it here. are you nuts? And he goes, no, you don't have to do it. I said, yeah, like, you're asking me to do this. And he goes, yeah, because right now you're a point of light. You go and do lectures or healing and you're hitting 1,000 people. He goes, on your radio show, you're hitting 9 million people. He goes, but if you become a conduit, you know, and, you know, and open this up and get like-minded people like yourself that is completely in truth, completely in faith, completely honest and in integrity, he goes, instead of becoming a point of light, you became a lighthouse. So at that time, I had a choice. Do I want to be famous? And I could have been. Or do I want to be of spirit and take a back role, right, and allow God to work through me so that I can give a voice to many other people? And so I said, okay, I'll do this. But I'm telling you, when I get upstairs, we're having a sit-down. So,
right.
Yeah, because I'm Italian and Irish, you know, from New York, so he understands. So he laughs at me all the time. So what you have to do is look at the past and find the skills that you have. Then you have to incorporate those skills, and then you have to look at the industry you're going in or where you want to go and get the knowledge of exactly how it works, what is your competition doing, you know, all the pluses and minuses, and you got to treat it like a business, right? Because that's pretty much what this one was anyway. And then even if you're doing sermons or ministry, or selling a book, right? If you don't get the book sold, nobody will read it. If you don't get the word out, nobody will come to the ministry. So, you know, so you have to do the legwork on that, and then you wait for the synchronicity of the moment. And that's what you do. And then when God says go, you're all ready and you go.
Beautiful. I love it. And the fact that you've maintained it all these years, too, is really beautiful.
Well, I'm really glad because we're really right now, HealthyLife.net Radio is really the last bastion of natural health. Okay, we have a lot of spiritual programs and lifestyle programs and news. We have some of the best news in the world by Jay Cruz. He does it Monday through Friday, and we even actually repeat on Saturday. But what we do have that is different is natural health shows. And the Google and all the on Microsoft, they're all into AI and they're all going into heavy medical applications, every single one of them. And so therefore you're not able to get any natural health information anymore on the web, and you'll have to go maybe 8 pages down to maybe even get anything, if you get it then, because they're pushing. It's always for profit for this. You have to understand, it's not for people, it's for profit. And so what's happened is, because we've been around for a long time, they can't really do anything with us. I mean, we're mentioned on the internet like 20 million times, okay? Because it's, we're around 30 years. We've had the top people in the world, you know, doing shows in our network. And, you know, we've had presidents, vice presidents of the United States on, and, you know, everybody on, from Art Linkletter back in the day to, you know, Chef Gordon Ramsay. I mean, we've had everybody on. But the health, actually, this year we increased so much that we are now going to 89.5 million listeners a year and about 7.5 million listeners a month. Now, to take that in perspective, most people think podcasts are great, right? The average podcast gets 125 downloads in a month. Okay, and that's a good one, right? Mm-hmm. And that's 50% of all the 3 million podcasts that are out there that people have to find you on, right? And so you get that 125, you think it's great. Well, our hosts are getting about 1 million a month. So, so what happens is when you build something, you got to just understand, and sometimes it goes up and sometimes it goes down, but if you're constant and you're there, you get what you need all the time.
Beautiful, beautiful. So let's talk about how people can, since you have heard, I'm sure, thousands if not tens of thousands of your hosts and the shows, and of course the focus is on the upliftment of the planet. Let's talk for a minute about how we can be in a place of upliftment. I don't want to say despite, but yeah, let's go with despite, you know, the current challenges, and not only globally, but individually. Of course, I just went through the Palisades fire and am still very much dealing with that. And so let's talk about, like, if we just break it down into what you've heard the most from people doing show after show after show. My show is focused, of course, on living love, right? On being in a place of loving with a big extra topping of angels, and then having these beautiful influencers on. But all the shows have a positive focus. Let's talk about, in the few minutes we have before we go to commercial break, that the main things that you hear people saying over and over in terms of having a really positive attitude amidst current challenges.
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up. And I'll tell you why. Because for 20 years, I've been working on a script for kids on how to stay positive. Because if you're positive, the one thing about being positive is that you cannot have fear. And if somebody cannot apply fear to you, they cannot direct you or control you. And so that you're more in spirit when you're positive. And so so it's been for 20 years, this script has been out, and it's been with Ron Howard, and he was going to do it, and Hawk Koch was going to do it, and I mean, people after people after people, Deb Brooke Johnson from Universal, it's still in play. The Crazy Rich Asians just went, and I just said, you know, enough. And so I'm putting out the book this year, and it has so many ways to, it's a bunch of, it's two kids going into this kaleidoscope world, and they meet all these wonderful people that stop positive thought. And the kids help them understand what stops positive thoughts so they can get positive and they can transcend and be happy, you know. So that's what this is all about. And I also wrote 12 songs, and I'm doing my very first record with this as well. And that's it. So I'm glad you brought up positive, because it is the key.
Beautiful. It sounds like an amazing project.
Yeah, I'm fun. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm just thinking, because I've had all these influences on my show, and the things that I keep hearing, and you said it today, so I'm going to note you as my latest influence.
1 minute.
The thing that I keep hearing is, I follow God's guidance. Now, they say it in different ways, but it's always that. I listened to my heart, I did the hard thing, and I followed the calling of spirit.
Right. I think we've got to go to break, though, because I'm right here in studio, and my engineer is showing me.
We're going to go right to this break and be right back with Live Your Love.
Okay, thanks, Alicia.
Sure.
Awaken to a life where heaven and earth unites. Unlock the secrets of your divine lineage with your angelic ancestry, your personal birth registry for the angelic realm. With step-by-step techniques refined over 3 decades and tested by thousands, this book reveals how discovering your archangelic heritage can dissolve existential fears and suffering. Learn to embody the divine frequency of God's intention for you. Experience life as the angels do, with each breath drawing you closer to the infinite love and wisdom of the divine. If you order the book now at aliciadas.com/book, you'll get lots of bonuses like 3 digital sample chapters, access to join the VIP private launch team, a live online June 2025 masterclass summit with top name influencers, and a reader's guide. But you have to order the physical book to get these bonuses. Only $17.99. Order the book now at aliciadas.com/book. Do it now.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
You can have the help of the angels. In fact, your own unique angelic ancestry will help you discover your angelic name, true nature, and the sole purpose of your life. And now, Alicia Doss has made it easy for you to find your angelic ancestry with her book debuting July 2025, called You Got It, Your Angelic Ancestry. This step-by-step guide gives you angelic assistance to let you thrive in life. Visit aliciadas.com to find out more and pre-order the book for lots of free gifts now. That's Your Angelic Ancestry at aliciadas.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
When you go to Alicia Doss's website, you will find a plethora of things to help you live your best life. Discover information on her books, her products, workshops, and more. She even has wonderful programs and lots of free resources to help you keep connected in a happy, soul-purpose life. There's free newsletters that you can sign up for, and sign up for her latest book, Your Angelic Ancestry Launch, for free gifts, bonuses, and more. Visit aliciadas.com. That's aliciadas.com. You'll be glad that you did. Visit aliciadas.com now.
Welcome back to Live Your Love. I'm here. This is Alicia Doss, and I'm here with Linda McKenzie, too. If you'd like to call in and ask a question of myself or Linda, please do. That number to call in is 310-370-4809. The number to call in is 310-371-5444. Again, 310-371-5444 if you want to ask a question. It could be about anything, about spirit, about angels, about personal growth. Could just be a comment, so feel free to call in. And in the meantime, Linda, I think Jay said you had a question.
Oh, no, I want to talk about your book. That's what I want to do. Because I'm excited. When is it coming out?
It is actually, it got delayed it was coming out in July. Now it's coming out March 3rd, 2026, so about 11 months from now.
Okay.
And it got delayed because of the fires, because it was very hard to focus on, you know, replacing an entire household, et cetera, and on a book launch. So my publisher, which is Hay House, now a subsidiary of Penguin Random House, kindly gave me an extension.
Well, that's good. That's really good. So anyway, I think we're going to get some callers. I'm not sure, but I think I see Jay on the phone. Here you are.
Okay.
First caller online.
Thank you.
Hi. Please tell me your name and what you'd like to ask.
Hey, Alicia. It's Steed.
Hi, Steed. Nice to hear your voice.
It's not good to talk to you, sweetie. I am just in these times, I am just wondering, I'm going to be moving. I'm looking at where to live, you know, and what to look for in terms of the next best steps. And it's really vague right now because it just is. And I just was wondering if there was any guidance, any angelic support for my next steps, my work, my home, anything like that.
Yes, beautiful. And I think that is a question many of us have, especially those in L.A. affected by the fires, but really anyone.
Yeah.
And as you know, Steve, when you live from that place of being, that's something I love that John Roger, who was my spiritual teacher and yours as well, used to say, I do from a place of being. I don't do unless the spirit moves me to do. So with a move, of course, that is a significant life change. And it's so funny. Do you know they've done studies on the ego? And the ego, our mind and emotions, resist change even if it's a wonderful change, even if it's a great change. Our ego, you know, which is often the part we're most aware of, goes, no! And it digs its heels in, even if it's a great change. And it's because it's unknown. Of course, our greatest fear is of the unknown, right? You'd think we would imagine an angel and a soft cloud on the other side of, you know, of the landing, but often we imagine a saber-toothed tiger and something that's going to hurt. So if you are being called to move, I would ask yourself first, what is it that I am looking for on the other side of this move? What quality? Mm-hmm. Not, you know, I want a view and a peaceful river, but what, and two bedrooms, et cetera. What qualities are you looking for on the other side of the move?
Are you asking me that now?
I am.
Oh.
Okay. Well, the first thing that comes up for me is a sense of community. I'm feeling the need to be with my spiritual family more, and also the quality of being able to just be true to myself. My biggest things that I want to do are I just want to do my art and be in nature, and I want community now.
So you want to move closer to your spiritual community, is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Alicia? Can I jump in a little bit?
Of course.
Okay. Well, I've been a God-based psychic since I was 8 years old. I saw God when I was 8, and I have all 17 distinct abilities. And so a lot of times I get personal stuff. But what I'm getting, Steve, for you is that the move is going to take about 3 or 4 months, and then you'll start getting some clarification on that. And you're going to be moving... you're going to be going to a different kinds of a town, you know, which is going to be closer to I see streams and nature and things like that. I do see a community of spirit there, but I also see that it's going to be east. It's going to be southeast of where you are. And you're going to meet many, many good people. And it's almost going to be an artistic community. But I also see that you should be a little more fluid because I think that your art is going to be taking you to many multiple cities. And sometimes I think that that's what's going to be happening. So when you feel that, what I always say is that God will always give you feel, know, and trust. So if you feel that something's right, if you know that something's right, and you trust that something's right, it will be right. So, you know, wait for, you know, gather your tools together like Alicia was saying, and it's very good advice. What are you looking for on the other side? But sometimes fate, we don't control everything. You know, God really is in control. And so, therefore, we look more for the synchronicity of the moment so that we can move forward in God-like spirit, right? And then we get to where we need to go easily.
That is so beautiful. And I think that's really what I'm looking for, is I just want to be in, in that true flow. Then I'll feel fulfilled. It doesn't matter what it'll look like. It'll be right.
Beautiful. I absolutely agree. And we have to go to a commercial really soon. But I wanted to say very quickly, Steve, the last thing I would add, and I think Linda's answer was gorgeous, the last thing I would add is do check in with your basic self. Remember, your basic self has your karmic blueprint. They're in direct connection with your high self. So check in with them and be open to something, a place, a person, a way you hadn't considered before, because there's going to be a divine surprise for you in it.
I agree with that, too. And it's going to be a great surprise, so get ready, okay? God's always on your side. Okay.
All right, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Bless you. I love you.
Love you, too. And we'll be right back after this.
Alicia Doss's new book, Your Angelic Ancestry, is due out July 2025. It tells you how to access your angelic ancestry to discover your angelic name, your own true nature, and your sole purpose in life. But how would you like to get the book for free? Well, you can sign up for Alicia's never-before-offered online masterclass called Rise. Visit AliciaDoss.com to sign up for the Rise Masterclass. And not only will you get the book for free, but you'll be uplifted into the love, joy, and peace of the archangels. Visit AliciaDoss.com now.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Awaken to a life where heaven and earth unites. Unlock the secrets of your divine lineage with your angelic ancestry, your personal birth registry for the angelic realm. With step-by-step techniques refined over three decades and tested by thousands, this book reveals how discovering your archangelic heritage can dissolve existential fears and suffering. Learn to embody the divine frequency of God's intention for you. Experience life as the angels do, with each breath drawing you closer to the infinite love and wisdom of the divine. If you order the book now at AliciaDoss.com/book, you'll get lots of bonuses like three digital sample chapters, access to join the VIP private launch team, a live online June 2025 masterclass summit with top name influencers, and a reader's guide. But you have to order the physical book to get these bonuses. Only $17.99. Order the book now at AliciaDoss.com/book. Do it now.
Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Alicia Doss's clients report her programs can include a variety of things like connecting with your angels, angelic healing, and so much more. Everyone taking one of her programs can be helped regardless of your faith or walk in life. Have greater joy and abundance because Alicia Doss, a rare counselor, has programs to help you live life and thrive in peace, joy, abundance, and grace. It's easy to make a wonderful difference in your life. To see all of Alicia's programs, visit her website, AliciaDoss.com. That's AliciaDoss.com. Remember, positive impacts. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to Live Your Love. I'm Alicia Doss and special guest Linda McKenzie. And we have James on the line. James, please do share what you'd like to talk about.
Yeah, hi, Alicia. Hi, Linda. Really great to hear you guys talk. Linda, I really loved everything you were saying about co-creating and really taking the next steps with spirit. One of my questions was going to be, how can I deepen into my co-creation with spirit? And I felt like you were answering that for me before I asked. And I'm actually calling from the Palisades. So Alicia and I were neighbors. We lived a few hundred meters apart, I would say. And it's interesting because I wanted to bring in, you know, the light and the wisdom of the angels, because I know that's your specialty, Alicia. And I think bringing a lot of light at this time in the angels is really important, because as everything is beginning to heal and, you know, be reborn, there's a lot of letting go, of course, a letting go of on many levels, and I feel that. And I think in the group consciousness, that's happening a lot right now, a lot of healing. So if you have any wisdom or any guidance on that, Alicia, that would be great. I'd be open to hearing what you have.
Absolutely, and of course that question is personal to me as well. So let's first see a blessing upon the Palisades, and of course this would extend to Altadena as well. So let's all of us see the most beautiful blanketing, and I see a blanketing like snow, but every snowdrop is an angel, and those angels are scurrying in and restoring hope and optimism to not only to the residents who are there or shall be returning, but to the devas, to the plants, to the animals, to the elements, and to all that is being reborn and present and rejuvenated in the Palisades. And we just see this blessing just falling gently upon each one who lost their home or who were displaced or who are trying to figure out the remediation. But these angels are slowly dropping upon their shoulders like the most sweetly falling snow. And that blanket of peace, like a new snowfall, I know this is an interesting analogy for Los Angeles, but that blanket of peace is what wraps around each one involved in this action. And what I hear from the angels is this is indeed an action that occurred not against you, but simply to you and even for you. And know that your bravery, your fortitude, your persistence will remain with you, not only the rest of this lifetime, but through your existence. For this lifetime is but a snowflake in a blizzard of existence. But yet each snowflake contributes to the aggregate of learning that comes to the spirit because of the bravery of your human existence. And you, in specific, James, are being rewarded for your constant, for your consistent, and your persistent focus upon spirit. You having the faith that this is not scary, that this might cause you to shake and tremble, but it's not a fearful thing, for the universe is a friendly thing. That is being rewarded by the rebirth you see around you. That rebirth happens constantly, but the fire shook up our apathy and our taking things for granted, and it caused a purification to occur in an area that's an ancient area of Native American and other inhabitants' lore and ritual. And it caused a detoxification, if you will, not because there was anything wrong with the area or the Palisadians, but because precisely because there was such an aspect of positivity in that area, it could handle it. Sometimes things happen to us because we can handle it better than another could. But then we are added unto by the experience to the extent that we continue to keep our attitude in the best place we can, even while delivering empathy to the places that are shaking. So there's an opportunity for you coming forward, James, that you've been seeking. It has to do, it's in the area of relationship, and it's coming forward from your navigation of this process. But I would say to you, be open to it coming in a different way than you expected, meaning the person may look differently than you might have expected. But focus on your inner experience with that person. Now, it could be an intimate relationship. It could be a work relationship. But it will be a relationship you've been praying for. So be open to it coming in an unexpected way.
Can I add something?
Thank you. Yeah.
Can I add something to that, too? Everything that Alicia is saying is definitely on a high vibration. So you can trust that 100%. 100%. One of the things that I did get, though, is that we have to understand that just loving, just being in love, in that state, not for the love of someone, but just in the love of connection of God, which light is comprised of love, right? So when we are just loving, even if it's loving a pet or loving an animal or using kindness, this is extending positive energy into consciousness, and it actually changes. So we can do this. We can direct this love light that we have in our hearts. And when we see, a lot of times if I see a bird that's hurt or something that's hurt, or you know, if the land is hurt, I can put my hand out towards that and imagine the love light coming from me into my hands and out into that area. And it's amazing, you know, things get healed, things, because it's just that positive energy. And when we all think this loving thoughts, even if it's loving a wife or a kid or, you know, an ant on the ground, this isn't, all love is, this is limitless and it's endless. And so therefore this frequency is so high that it changes and shifts the consciousness. When my grandson was very young, you know, he was getting beat up. Now, he was taekwondo at 4. He was breaking 6 boards, but, you know, you do no violence. And he came to me and he says, Grandma, what, you know, what do I do? And I said, well, you have to use your love light. Even if you get somebody that's not correct for you, you have to use your love light. And I says, and what did Grandma teach you? And he said, that love is the strongest weapon of all. And I said, that's right. And I said, so this is what you do. I said, you use the love that comes from your heart and put it right into that heart of that person, and he'll or they'll walk away 100% of the time unless they're in the light. And I said, but sometimes you're not going to like that person because that person's mean, and you're human, and so you can't like that person. And I said, okay, imagine God's light coming from the top of your head into all the way down into your heart and streaming it out of your heart. And that way, if you can't do it yourself, God will do that. Anyway, I hope that helps, because we're going to break. I see the 60 seconds, Alicia.
Now that's beautiful.
So
we'll be right back.
We'll be right back, because we are on a break, and we'll be right back.
Awaken to a life where heaven and earth unites. Unlock the secrets of your divine lineage with your angelic ancestry, your personal birth registry for the angelic realm. With step-by-step techniques refined over 3 decades and tested by thousands, this book reveals how discovering your archangelic heritage can dissolve existential fears and suffering. Learn to embody the divine frequency of God's intention for you. Experience life as the angels do, with each breath drawing you closer to the infinite love and wisdom of the divine. If you order the book now at aliciadas.com/book, you'll get lots of bonuses like 3 digital sample chapters, access to join the VIP private launch team, a live online June 2025 masterclass summit with top name influencers, and a reader's guide. But you have to order the physical book to get these bonuses. Only $17.99. Order the book now at aliciadas.com/book. Do it now.
You have too little time to shop.
So try Farm Fresh to you. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to you now.
Alicia Doss's clients report her programs can include a variety of things like connecting with your angels, angelic healing, and so much more. Everyone taking one of her programs can be helped regardless of your faith or walk in life. Have greater joy and abundance because Alicia Doss, a rare counselor, has programs to help you live life and thrive in peace, joy, abundance, and grace. It's easy to make a wonderful difference in your life. To see all of Alicia's programs, visit her website, AliciaDoss.com. That's AliciaDoss.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Alicia Doss's new book, Your Angelic Ancestry, is due out July 2025. It tells you how to access your angelic ancestry to discover your angelic name, your own true nature, and your sole purpose in life. But how would you like to get the book for free? Well, you can sign up for Alicia's never-before-offered online masterclass called Rise. Visit AliciaDoss.com to sign up for the Rise Masterclass. And not only will you get the book for free, but you'll be uplifted into the love, joy, and peace of the archangels. Visit AliciaDoss.com now.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Doss just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadoss.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadoss.com, code Healthy Life.
Welcome back to Live Your Love with Alicia Doss and special guest Linda McKenzie. So we have a caller. Please share your name and your question.
Hi, Alicia. This is Deanna, and I love what you shared with James, and I too am one of the people who were impacted by the Palisades fires, and I have a situation where I feel like I'm handling it, and I can handle it, but I have twin 17-year-olds who are in their senior year, and they are really struggling, and that's what really gets me more than anything is them. And it's interesting because my daughter has a connection to angels. She without my permission, tattooed 555 on her arm because she decided it was her angel number.
I love that. I love that, actually. So does Satin appreciate freedom? Does she strive for freedom? Does she want more freedom?
Yes, definitely. And they're in that state, right?
Yes, well, absolutely. But she in particular needs a lot of freedom. And do I have your permission to just do a quick...
Absolutely.
It looks like she comes from very far off, as so many of our indigo kids do, are this newest generation, and she needs freedom like we need air and water and shelter. And in fact, freedom is her air, water, and shelter. Now, she's handling this level surprisingly well, given that she hasn't been in physical form all that much. She's not a new soul, but she is new to physicality, to density, to flesh. And so it feels like a prison to her. This is why I say she needs freedom like she needs air. Now, that freedom doesn't have to look like she's, you know, getting on a plane and flying off places, but it has to look like it's all been her idea. Like if you have a rule you're imposing upon her, try to do it in a way where it was her idea. I know that can be tricky. But she's one who is used to being in charge, and she's used to being responsible for many, 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 many people. Looks like she was very recently an archangel. And, of course, we were all recently, this is what my book, Your Archangelic Ancestry, is about. We all were, if we're on this level, in this sovereign human level, we were all archangels somewhat recently, or even a long time ago, but we came here to learn more about free choice. Now, archangels have free choice. Angels don't. In relation to your daughter, it looks like she was one who was in charge of the many, of many, many, many beings, and she came here, one, to learn a little bit of humility, so that's not a bad thing for her. Mm-hmm. As you notice, she has this enormous sense of self. Now, that doesn't mean she can't get insecure, but she has an unusual confidence for one so young. So with this fire, and as it has affected our youth a great deal, with this fire, it's really asking her, what has this freed up in you, love? What is it that you now feel that you can do that you didn't feel before this happened? It has shaken something up. What is it that you're afraid to dream? And then I have a very spiritual technique for you, okay? And that is to ask her that question and then imagine duct tape over your mouth.
Okay.
Right? So that you, as a mama, you want to fix it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You listen and help her dive deeper, 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 deeper so she gets into the core of her beingness and even goes past this lifetime into her innate wisdom. And see what it is she's been afraid to dream and to manifest. And this is a perfect time as she starts to look to going off to college and being more independent. Okay. So,
great. Thank you.
Yes, I hope that's helpful. And unfortunately, we need to go to another caller because we're about done. But thank you so much for calling in. And
thank you.
Of blessings to you and the mitigation of the Palisades in your place.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Okay, please do share your name and what your question is. Okay, are you there?
Yes.
Great. Please share your name and your question.
Yes, this is Sherry Alicia, and mm-hmm. I'm in the movement. I'm moving to a new level, and what worked before does not work for me anymore. I was going through about 42 years of lots of karma, but now I'm moving to a new level to create something, manifest something new. And I've been looking for work. I want to do something more spiritual, but I've been in this transition for more than a year, so I was looking for any kind of feedback I could get.
Okay. So you're looking for new work that is more spiritual. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay. What are you currently doing?
Working with telecom, working with crisis management, designing software for telephone companies.
Okay. So, see, I'm a big fan. I've had a lot of clients who were a surgeon who now wants to be a healer, et cetera, right? So I have a lot of clients who are called to do something that is more depthful, more spiritual than what they're currently doing. But I always say you don't have to just completely leave the acumen that you've developed over years and decades. How is it that you can move right into that niche that you know so well, which crisis management, that's a gorgeous thing, but to come at it from a place of, I know how to be in the midst of crisis and be in a place of calm and peace and clarity. Now, that's priceless to people. So I would say, as you're looking to transition, first of all, don't expect that it has to take a long time and it has to, you know, you have to develop years of acumen again. And secondly, because it does look like there's an opportunity for you, but secondly, to not throw out what you've already, your hard-won acumen, but to see how can I then move in and support those in this area to come from a place of clarity and spiritual alignment and attunement so that I can utilize what I already know, amplify that, make it deeper, make it higher, but still use the passion and the intelligence and the experience that I already have.
Yeah, I've been looking to do that, but I just, I've been really shifting from a more of a victim mentality to, you know, like unconditional loving, and it's just a lot of swirling around, letting go of a lot of things.
1 minute.
And so, Alicia, are you still there?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, so I've been doing all that, but I guess I'm a little impatient.
Well, I really understand. And unfortunately, we're just about to end. We have about 30 seconds, so I'm going to ask for an angelic blessing for you. So, beloved Lord, we just ask now for the angels to bless our beloved in front of us and all those who are looking to make big changes and are terrified because they don't quite see the net that is always there. May that courage and conviction of spirit move them forward. And as Linda said, have that strong intention and know that God will manifest it for you. It said the willingness to do gives the ability to do. So surrender and then surrender again. And see what spirit is guiding you to, and then jump, and your wings will appear. Amen.
Thank
all
you,
right,
Alicia.
Of my pleasure. And thank you so much for joining Live Your Love. I want to give a big thank you to Linda McKenzie. Linda, are you still there?
I am, and don't forget to visit my show. It's on Tuesdays and every week at from 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific time right here on HealthyLife.net.
Beautiful. So that's the Linda McKenzie Show, Tuesdays from 8 to 9 a.m. Thank you so much for jumping in today. It's been an absolute delight. It's been such a delight to be with all of you. We send a blessing on out before all of us, to our world, and to each of us individually. Please do join next time to Live Your Love, to our new time now, which will be going back to once a month. And it's on Thursday. It's going to be the third Thursday of each month at 9 a.m. If you don't remember that, please join my email list at aliciadoss.com. And next month, we'll have Coot Blackson with us. So please join for influencer Coot Blackson, sending all my love. In the meantime, until we meet again, live your love.
You've been listening to The Alicia Doss Show. Tune in the same time next week for more positive transformation information that will help you have a happy, more spiritually connected life.